Okay, we'll quickly review Brachos Tav Chav Ches. We left off in the middle of the story last time, the story of how Rabbi Gamliel had humiliated Rabbi Yeshua for the third time already publicly, and they decided that it was time already to let Rabbi Gamliel go and to appoint someone else in his place. And when they were looking for candidates, so they realized Rabbi Yeshua would be a bad choice because that's rubbing it in too much to Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Akiva would not have been the appropriate choice because Rabbi Akiva doesn't have Zuchos Avos to protect him from the wrath of Rabbi Gamliel. So they said, Nukmei l'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, to Chacham vu Ashir vu Asiru le'Ezra. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is Alamailas, he's a Chacham, he's an Ashir, he's 10th generation from Ezra, he has a Chosavos, he'd be the greatest candidate. So he said, okay, I just have to ask my wife first. And his wife said, they're going to fire you tomorrow the same way they fired Rabbi Gamliel. It's not going to work out. He said, okay, but at least I'll enjoy the experience. She says, yeah, but you're too young and no one's going to respect you. And the nace happened, this Rachish le'Nisa, and he had 18 rows of white hair that grew in his beard. And that's why he says, Harayani kiven shivim shana, but he wasn't actually 70 years old. He was actually much younger. According to Har Gemara, he was 18. According to the Yerushalmi, he was 16. But that's the famous story of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So the Gemara goes on to tell us that some major changes happened once Rabbi Gamliel was no longer in charge, because Rabbi Gamliel had a very exclusive admissions policy. Kol Talmud shein tocho kabaro le'ikanis the Beis HaMedrash. Any Talmud that wasn't tocho kabaro was not allowed in the Beis HaMedrash. And once Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was in charge, that changed, and they had to add hundreds of new benches into the Beis Medrash because of all of the new Talmidim that they had. The Gemara says Rabbi Gamliel felt very badly about this, but they showed him in a dream that these people weren't really worthy. But really, that's not true. They just showed it to him in a HaKadosh Baruch Hu just showed it to him in a dream so that Rabbi Gamliel wouldn't be so sad. The Gemara then quotes the next machlokas that ever happened between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua was regarding a Ger Amoni. The Ger Amoni came to the Beis Medrash and he wanted to know, is he allowed to marry a regular Jew? And the question revolves around whether Amon is still Mavulbal based on Sanhedrin being Mavalbal Humos, Sancheirav being Mavalbal all the Umos, or whether Amon has returned. Rabbi Yeshua's point was that you can't say Amon has returned because what's the Klal Yisrael hasn't returned. Why should Amon return? V'shafti Yishvus Ami Yisrael. It says that Klal Yisrael is supposed to return to Eretz Yisrael. That hasn't happened. Why would we assume that it has happened with Amon? And that's the way the Gemara passings at the end, like Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara tells Rabbi Gamliel went to Rabbi Yeshua to try to be Mefayis him. At first Rabbi Yeshua wasn't Mekabel until Rabbi Gamliel mentioned Zuchus Avos, and in the Zuchus of Rabbi Gamliel's family, of his lineage, Rabbi Yeshua was willing to be Mekabel. Then on the bottom of the Yama, the Gemara goes back, finally finishes that story, and the Gemara tells us that when you have Mincha and Musaf to daven at the same time, which one should come first? So we had this Machlokas yesterday. Gemara comes to a Halacha. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Mispal Mincha, Va'achar Kach Mispal Shal Musaf. You daven Mincha first, then Musaf. When Rabbi Zeira wasn't feeling well and he wasn't able to focus on learning, so he would stand outside the Beis Medrash so he could have the zechus of standing up for Talmidei Chachamim. And while he was standing there, he said, "No, what was said in the Beis Medrash today?" And they told him this halacha that Rabbi Yochanan says he mispal mincha v'achakach mispal shel musaf. And he was very excited by learning that it was Rabbi Yochanan who was the Baal Shmua. He had the Baal Meimra. He never thought that it was Rabbi Yochanan who was the Baal Meimra. On Chav Ches and Beis, the Gemara tells a story of Rav Avia who got sick and therefore missed the shir of Rav Yosef, and he didn't just eat before and so that he'd be able to make it, because you're not allowed to eat before davening, and he didn't daven early because you're not supposed to daven b'shah she'ein tzibur mispalling. You're not supposed to daven at the time that the tzibur is not davening. The Mishnah Chav Ches and Beis tells us that Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana would daven a special tefillah on his way into the Beis Medrash and on his way out of the Beis Medrash, and the Gemara elaborates what the tefillah was. On the way into the Beis Medrash was essentially a tefillah not to mess up, not to be nichshal in the Dvar Halacha, and yismuchu bi chaveray. On the way out of the Beis Medrash was thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his portion. Anu amelim v'hem amelim. We say it every time at Asiyam, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the tremendous chus of being able to learn Torah in the Beis Medrash. Then the Gemara tells two stories of great Rabbanim who were visited by Talmidim on their deathbeds. Kishachala Rabbi Lazar Nichnas to Talmid of Levakro. Rabbi Lazar was visited by his Talmidim and he gave them four bits of advice on his deathbed. He said, be careful about Kavod Chavirechem, keep your children away from Tanakh, from too much Tanakh study, not from Tanakh entirely. V'oshim ben birki Talmidei Chachamim, make sure they spend time with Talmidei Chachamim, and k'shatem respalim du lifnei miyatem omdim, and when you daven, you should always remember that you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, when he was dying, his Talmidim came to visit him, and he was crying because he was so overwhelmed by the idea that he was about to encounter the Melech Melech HaMelechim, and he was about to face some final decrees, and he said, and I don't know which path I'm headed down. I don't know if I'm going to Gan Eden. I don't know if I'm going to Gehenna. So of course I'm going to cry. They said, okay, can you give us a bracha? And Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's parting words to his Talmidim was, that you should have Yiras Shemayim the same way you fear people. They said, that's it. He said, halavai, you should be so lucky that you should fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu the same way you fear people. And then the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud talks about the exactly what we say in Shmona Esrei, and the Gemara gives three opinions as to what the 18 brachas of Shmona Esrei correspond to. Apparently they have to correspond to something. So the first opinion is Keneged Yud Ches Askaros Shamar David Bavel Hashem Bnei Elim. The 18 brachas are Keneged the 18 Shemos Hashem that David says in Avol Hashem Bnei Elim. Rav Yosef says it's Keneged Yud Ches Askaros Shebe Kriya Shema, Keneged the 18 mentions of Hashem in Kriya Shema. And Rabbi Tanchum, Rabbi Shimon Levi says, "Keneged Shmona Esrei Chulio Shebeshidra." It's connected the 18 vertebrae in the spine. Mitzvah Hashem will continue from there tomorrow.